Guten Morgen. Herzlich willkommen, meine Damen und Herren, auf dem Mini-Messestand auf dem Autosalon in Genf. Ich möchte Ihnen einen Gast vorstellen, den viele von Ihnen wahrscheinlich schon kennen, eine Rennsportlegende. Er war unter anderem 1965 Rallye-Europameister, hat auf einem Mini 1967 die Rallye Monte Carlo gewonnen.
The Monte Carlo Rally in 1967, so join me in welcoming Rauno Alton and the Rally Professor. Rauno, welcome. Great to see you. Now, since you're not a lady, we can say this here. This year will be your 70th birthday. You've already celebrated your 70th birthday this year. And, of course, there were a couple of years of Mini as well. How many years? Well, two-thirds of my life I spent with Mini. In all, 47 years, to be quite honest. Mini was my passion, and still is. Still is my passion to this day. Yes, and you have also brought along a classic Mini, a very special Mini, a very special model we see here. And, of course, this model is closely connected to rally racing, to rally sport. And, in fact, you know, the question is, why was Mini so successful? This tiny little car, why was it so successful? Well, even our competitors didn't understand that, of course, at the beginning. But it was, you know, really David against Goliath, the small car against much bigger, more powerful cars. But the Mini was easier to handle, more agile, more nimble. And that's why between 64 and 67, Mini won Monte Carlo three times. In 67, we were, of course, again the winner. And the Mini at the same time, of course, was great not only in rally racing, rather on circuits in Australia. In Australia, in 66, in the largest long-distance race they have there for touring cars, Bathurst, in 66. I won with Bob Holden against much bigger cars, more powerful cars. Yes, and when you were on the racetrack, when you were successful on the racetrack, of course, then one name really, of course, comes to the forefront, John Cooper. John Cooper was also a legend. How did you experience him? Well, John was a real gentleman, a great guy. He was a motorsport enthusiast, also a racing driver, and he was a businessman as well in motorsport. That's all great. But we have to really thank him because, you see, he was able to convince BMC to really build this car for racing, to build 5,000 racing units for us in motorsport. Great, that's right. Right. And that's the way I see it too. Mini and John Cooper, they really have common roots that go back almost 50 years. And today, of course, we're coming back to those roots. That's right. Absolutely. You see, in fact, looking at the Mini today, above all the John Cooper works, looking at this car, I see this as the direct heir, the successor to the classic Mini. Well, you've had the privilege to drive these cars a couple of times already, the Mini John Cooper works and the Mini John Cooper Clubman. What's so special about those cars from your perspective? Well, there are far too many things to explain them all. But, of course, you've got the new heart in the car, of course, the engine. And what's really important to me is that we have bigger brakes, 17-inch brakes, with four-piston calipers finished in red. And it's not just the colour, because this gives you short braking distance, short stopping distances, which you need in a sports car like this. You can dose the brakes precisely. You've got wonderful brake power distribution front to rear. Everything you need. All of those features. And that, of course, means that the car's really agile. It's got all that power, all that stopping power. And all John Cooper Works cars have DSC as standard, dynamic stability control. Well, Rauno, thanks very much indeed for coming. Thanks for our sporting talk. And I think as of 5 o'clock, we'll be seeing you here at the stand as well for our party. Thank you. Thank you, Rauno Alton. So, ladies and gentlemen, today everything is dedicated to our world premieres, our world debuts, and we have the world debut of these two models you see here today, as well as the John Cooper Works brand, which is celebrating a wonderful premiere here. But let's first take a look at these two cars, the Mini John Cooper Works and the Mini John Cooper Works Clubman. These two cars have 211 horsepower each, 155 kilowatts, and with over Nova Boost, they have 280 Newton meters or 206 foot-pounds with their twin-scroll turbo, and they accelerate very, very fast, as is appropriate for racing models. This one in 6.5 seconds to 100 km/h, and the Clubman is almost exactly as fast. But there's another sensational factor as well, and that is we have CO2 emissions in these racing cars, which are really world-class, 165 grams of CO2 per kilometre. These are really outstanding figures, leading worldwide. If you want to order the car, you can do so as of the 20th of March, and we're all looking forward to the dealer launch. Again, the 20th of March is the big day. On that day, these cars will be entering the market. And so, dear friends of motorsport, the epitome of extreme driving pleasure at Mini today is now John Cooper Works. And it's under the roof of Mini that in future we'll have the entire model range, the entire portfolio of particularly sporting models. They'll all come under this label of John Cooper Works, all within the Mini family, meaning that John Cooper Works will become an integral part of the Mini brand itself. Again, most appropriately, this is because we were able in January 2007 to acquire the brand rights of John Cooper Works from John Cooper Garages. Today, and this is our next premiere, our next debut, you see a new brand logo for the first time for John Cooper Works as a clear sign of a new breakthrough. This stands for exceptional driving pleasure, for know-how in motorsport, and for the passion quest for performance, as well as unconventional character. And all the components, in fact, we've developed here are perfectly tailored to the Mini. They're made at the highest level and, of course, manufactured also to the highest premium level of excellence. But let me add a further point regarding these two models. You see, in the past, we had one model, we introduced one model after the other, just step by step, which is the Mini philosophy. But when we put the John Cooper Works engine into the Clubman and set up the car, the result was so sensational that we said, no, we can't wait one day longer. We've got to introduce this car right away as well, and we didn't want to keep you waiting any longer. Now let's move on again to Mini's overall business. Last year, we sold 223,000 units. That is 18.5% over the figure in 2006. This is an all-time high for the Mini brand. And what many people don't know is that this made Mini the fastest-growing premium brand worldwide in the entire market, from top to bottom. And so with this in mind, it was only obvious to increase our production capacities. You know that we had to close down the plant for a few weeks in order to make the necessary investments and changes. And now we can once again cater for full demand in the market, as we saw last month as well. Last month, that is in February 2007, we received the latest figures, very important, very impressive new figures, with sales up by 30% in February 2007 compared with February 2008 compared with February 2007, showing you how powerful, how great Mini still is. And, of course, what makes Mini so attractive? First of all, of course, it's the image and flair of the brand, and then it's the outstanding substance Mini has to offer, as well as the outstanding finish and the most advanced drivetrain technology, the safety systems and all of those features, which give us an overall concept of lasting value, with Mini offering lasting value over many, many years, as many magazines have confirmed, magazines in Germany and abroad. This is one of the most value-oriented vehicles in the market, retaining its value virtually more than any other car. Now looking at the Mini Cooper D, I'd like to tell you as well that this wonderful car now just emits 104 grams of CO2 per kilometre, just 104 grams again, a wonderful figure for the environment, but at the same time, the Mini Cooper D offers lots of driving pleasure. Now, as I said, we've increased our production capacity, and we want to use this capacity accordingly. meaning that in our concept now, we're able to go up to 260,000 units in production, 260,000, that's the concept, and that means that in sales we want to set a new record this year of at least 240,000 cars sold. And, of course, this is also made possible by the Clubman. The Clubman, which we launched last November, we have already delivered more than 10,000 of these cars to customers in these short couple of months. And we are still in the process, of course, of launching the Clubman. In the States, a very important Clubman market, we've just launched the car. And in Japan and in other overseas markets, the Clubman is now also entering the marketplace. What's really important to me, and I have to add this here as well, new information which I've got for you, is that the mix on the Clubman, when it comes to engines, is very positive indeed, because 26% of all Clubmans are Cooper S models. In other words, there's a clear trend towards the high performance, the top performance model. 3 months is the delivery period for the customer, for the Clubman, and probably in this case the delivery period will be even longer for these wonderful cars. But this takes me now to the finish line and to the final spurt. Pedal to the metal is all I can say for our afterworks party that we'll have here at 5 o'clock in honor of our new brand. I'd be very happy indeed to see you at an afterworks or after work party at 5 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen, here in our stand, where together we'll be celebrating our new brand. Thank you.